On the upper floors of Throckmorton Hall at Kansas State University, a nondescript gray cabinet and a set of freezers hold a collection of spores gathered from across the world to help Kansas wheat producers better manage common bunt. We've had the last 5 years more fields affected by common bunt, and these fields have had substantial yield loss, said Kelsey Anderson Onofre, assistant professor of plant pathology in K-State's College of Agriculture, who leads this research project along with fellow K-State plant pathologists Eric DeWolf and Senzen Liu and Robert Bowden. Supervisory research plant pathologist with USDA's Agricultural Research Service, we want to be able to help producers with making management decisions, choosing the right fungicide and seed treatments, and having them properly applied and working with the breeding material, also known as stinking smut. Common bunt occurs regularly in Kansas at varying levels. According to K-State Research and Extension, the fungal disease causes moderate deformation of wheat kernels, which can have a gray color and strong fishy odor. Infected kernels are also filled with black powdery spores known as telospores. In addition to yield loss, common bunt negatively impacts milling and baking quality. Too much infected wheat results in dockage or rejection at the elevator. In 2019-2020 wheat growing season, wheat producers in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma had decade-high levels of yield loss due to common bunt. Common bunt is caused by two closely related but easily distinguished fungal pathogens. Onofre and her team started their research by gathering spore samples of these pathogens from Kansas and Oklahoma. The team also collected isolates for the fungal pathogen that causes highly regulated TCK. These isolates came from across the United States, including the Pacific Northwest, Michigan, and New York. Researchers also obtained special pathogen permits to collect samples from Canada, Europe, Asia, and Australia. Once the isolates were gathered into that gray cabinet, Onofre's team categorized each sample by phenotype and genotype. Telospores, which look like tiny spiky soccer balls from the sample, are measured for reticulation, depth, and diameter before being run through germination experiments. The physical appearance of these telospores has been a key indicator of distinguishing common bunt from other pathogens. By better understanding these pathogens from a microscopic level and putting them to the test under different germination conditions in the lab, researchers are constructing a file on common bunt. Onofre and her team are already assessing the first field trials for the two existing management recommendations for controlling common bunt, using fungicide seed treatments and early planting to avoid the cool soils favorable to disease development. We need to get the message out about management as well. We've included some new recommendations about the importance of using products that have triazole class of fungicides in the mix. The research project funded by Kansas Wheat Commission and the Kansas Wheat Alliance and the Kansas Crop Improvement Association is now backed by a second grant from the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture that will focus on an expanding set of objectives. This includes the development of better diagnostic tools for distinguishing common bunt from its trade-restricted relative, TCK, and the identification of resistant genes. Track the project's progress and latest updates on management at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.